say all the time.
Good morning.
Doug, you have a lot of running backs that can do, that you can move around the formation. I mean, clearly that's intentional. And this is an obvious question, but why is that so important in this offense?
Well, I think not just our offense and really you look around the league, a lot of offense are very versatile with running backs that can do dual roles. You know, obviously they can run the ball and carry the ball from the backfield, and yet they can give you a matchup problem possibly as a receiver. You know, and so that's something that I think the way the game is evolving, and because we've become a more of a passing league, as they say, I think now that you look for guys that can do dual roles.
Why the joint practices with the Dolphins? How did that come about?
Why not? Well, we play them, you know, week three preseason, and Adam and I have had a good relationship over the last couple of years, and we actually we're kind of thinking the same things along the same lines, and I think it's good that time of year in training camp specifically. You know, you've been beating on each other for a few weeks, and then get a chance to practice against somebody else in a controlled environment is good, and then have an opportunity to play play a game a couple of days later.
Do you have any interest in signing Jeremy Maclin?
At this time, no.
How concerned are you with Jordan Matthews' knee issue, and where is he right now physically?
Physically, he's fine. Again, we're taking this, a one-day-at-a-time approach, and we still got a long way before we play games. And he's doing everything in his power and working with Peduzzi and our docs to get ready, and he'll be fine heading into training camp.
What are your thoughts on the Marcus Smith situation? I know it's voluntary, but him not showing up?
That's it. It's voluntary.
Expect him here next week?
I do.
I expect all our players back next week.
Is there any update on how Sidney Jones is doing, and what's the communication with him while he's out in Seattle?
Yeah, the communication has been, and we have to be very specific based on CBA rules, but he's been doing well. It'll be the first time that this will be the first time since rookie minicamp that we've had a chance to put our eyes back on him. So. It'll be good to get him back in the building and then just see where he's at, from his not only conditioning but rehab and everything that's going on.
Is his walking boot on
now? Yes.
Jernigan, he kind of went off earlier this week. Is he okay? Is he going to practice?
He's fine. He's fine. Just, just precautionary the last couple of days, but he'll be good to go today.
Are there any updates on Nigel Bradham and his pending court cases? And
nothing yet, no. Nothing yet.
Our fullback? Yeah.
It's just kind of by committee. We've Trey Burton's been in there, Dylan Gordon's been in there, which we did last year in preseason, if you remember. And so we just got a couple guys. I mean, Bo Allen's been in there last year, so we're just we'll see where that goes.
Doug, back to the running backs. Last year, looking back at some of the games, you used in different formations, called to plays on fourth and two where Carson had kept the ball. How much more flexibility does a guy like Garrett give you in short yardage that you can take advantage of this year that you maybe didn't have a year ago?
Well, I think that's one of his strengths, obviously, is those short yardage situations, goal line situations. He's a bigger guy, 240-plus pounds, and goal line situations as well, I think is something that you can still stay creative. Even with guys like LeGarrette, you can still stay creative on offense and utilize their strengths, but it does give you, I think, a little more of a power running game in those situations.
Two guys who have made the transition out from college quarterback to wide receiver, and David Watford and Greg Ward. What goes into that transition, and why do those two guys have the skills to make it?
Well, I think the biggest thing is they're both athletes, meaning they've obviously – you can kind of line them up anywhere, and they can play, and they'll be successful. These two guys, being former quarterbacks, have the mindset, the skill set, the athletic ability to transition into a wide receiver position. It's kind of like a tight end who can actually come back in the backfield and be used as a fullback. It's kind of in that same realm. These guys are smart guys. They're hard workers. They're used to the ball in their hands, from being a quarterback to now being a receiver. So they're used to carrying the ball and catching the ball. And both have a dynamic skill set that has been fun to watch this spring.
Doug, you talked about looking at
your coaching and decisions that you made in your first season, immediately after the season, sort of an autopsy of yourself. What have you looked at and felt that needed to be changed?
Well, I don't think a lot has to be changed. I think things can be better. I think you can just improve upon what we've done. You know, that's one of the things as coaches that we look at in the off season is how well can we better ourselves from a schematic standpoint, and obviously better ourselves from a coaching standpoint. That just comes down to, you know, just studying our offense and defense and special teams, and it's no different for me. And even though I'm studying all aspects of our team, specifically offense, you know, just how can I help? How can I help the offensive staff? How can I help Carson and the players be better? Can we improve our scheme? Can we tweak a route here or there? Can we tweak a blocking scheme? You know, part of the off season is looking for new ideas and looking for creative ways to put our guys in, you know, successful situations. And so those are the things that we've been able to do. And so from my standpoint, it's just making what we have better.
What about your aggressiveness? What kind of conclusions did you come to then? Are you still intend to be as aggressive?
Listen, I'm going to be as aggressive as I can and when I can. I think that's something that, you know, has that's who I am, you know, without sacrificing, you know, the team or putting ourselves in bad situations. Definitely got to have all the information when you make these decisions. But at the same time, I want to show the aggressiveness and show the team and the guys that my confidence level is extremely high in the guys to execute a fourth down play, a short yardage play, a goal line play, whatever it is. And so I'm going to maintain that aggressiveness.
Doug, with LeGarrette, he's never been a pass receiver in his career. Does that limit how you can use him? Is it something he can develop later in his career?
Yeah. You know, he's actually a pretty good pass catcher. You know, when you watch him at practice and some of the drills that we put him in, he's pretty smooth, you know. Maybe doesn't have the numbers and all that and not used that way, but I'm very comfortable in putting him in situations where we could throw him the ball.
Doug, you've had a lot of new bodies at wide receiver this year. How have you seen the chemistry with them and Carson sort of developing?
It's been really, it's one of the bright spots of the spring, quite honestly, to see these guys, to see Alshon come in here, Torrey come in here, to work with the young players, you know, to get Nelson and the progression of where Nelson's at and a DGB. I think it's all just sort of collectively coming together, and these guys are they're rallying around each other in practice. They're encouraging each other in practice. They're challenging each other in practice, and it's fun to see. And you know, the ones that are working with Carson are obviously working out some timing and some you know, some details in the routes, and that's what this spring and this next week is about. So it's been a real bright spot for us this spring.
You held out Jordan last week because of knee tendonitis and classified it as precautionary, and then he was out again this week. Is that injury a little more serious than you thought a week ago? And if this were like the regular season, would he be practicing now?
If this were the regular season, Jordan would be fine. He'd be able to go. You know, this is just, we're not playing games. I understand what Jordan could do, his impact to the team, his relationship with Carson. I get all that. And listen, I want our guys healthy for July and August and obviously September. So I'm not concerned, you know, with Jordan and where he's at. And just can't wait to get him back out there.
Do you have a chance to work next week?
There's a chance. We got to see where he's at. Again, it's a day-to-day with that. And, I just understand, I don't want to push anybody, and I don't want to rush anybody back out there.
It's been eight sessions now. Who has stood out to you so far these past
3 weeks? Gosh, there's really been a lot of guys. You know, you talk about our rookies, and Rasul Douglas has shown some strides here in the last couple of practices. Donnell Pumphrey on offense, being able to move him around a little bit and kind of put him in that Darren Sproles mold, you know, offensively watching him. Derek Barnett obviously is going to be a good player for us and going to be a nice little addition to our defensive line. And, you know, the veteran guys, you know, you watch Alshon in the red zone and his big body presence that we've been able to do and his relationship with Carson and guys have really stood out right there. you know, with Jason Peters not here, obviously Lane getting some reps at left tackle has been very beneficial for him, and Big V getting the reps at right guard, so or right tackle. Those two guys have really stood out. And then just I think the impact of having the guys in their second year offensively and defensively overall has really been a bright spot for us all spring.
How's Nathan Jerry been doing in transitioning to linebacker from what you've seen?
Really good. He's a smart kid. It's definitely a different role for him, you know. He is comfortable, however, around the line of scrimmage because he's played down as a safety. Now he's playing more in the box. There's a lot more happening, you know, from a linebacker's position. But he's done a good job. He's a hard worker. He's smart. He's instinctive. And, you know, it'll be interesting now when we put the pads on in July and August to see, you know, physically where he's at.
That you're not.
Do you expect also to have Jawalker back for training camp?
Expect. Again, he's another one that's like, much like Jordan, you know, I just don't want to rush these guys out there, but expect him in camp to be ready to go.
That you're not interested in signing Jeremy Maffin right now, why not?
Why not? Love the guys that we have, you know, and listen, we're always constantly, you know, looking and obviously trying to better our roster at every position, but at this time, I'm very pleased with what we're working with and what we have and the guys. We have some young talent that's playing extremely well, and so going forward, next week and on into camp, that's what we're, you know, that's what I'm trying to see, is where our young guys are and how well they can handle, you know, handle the sort of the workload with what we're trying to do offensively and in our passing game.
Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, guys.